The Everyday Environmentalists, Dave and Ann, bring you tips on how you too can help make the world a little better place to live in. So now, let's listen.
Well, it looks like we've heard from everyone but our elusive neighbor Henry about attending tomorrow night.
Maybe we should call him. Why don't I go do that right now?
That was quick, Dave. Is Henry attending?
Well, I'm not exactly sure. He wants us to come over and discuss the party with him.
That does sound like Henry. Oh, well, let's go see if we can coax him into spending a few hours getting to know his neighbors.
Hi, Henry. We're here to talk about the party tomorrow.
Bless me. You could have given me a bit longer to get ready. I'm still itemizing the cost. Just wait right here a minute.
Good thing Henry isn't hosting this party. Nobody could get past the doorway.
Probably having such a high number of neighbors would cause a snafu with all those alarms.
Okay, I suppose you're wanting to sit down. Oh, having visitors always is complicated.
Henry, we're really hoping you'll come to the party tomorrow.
Yes. Well, according to my calculations, it would really be simply not cost-effective for me to be present. So I believe I'm going to stay right here and read my book on shrubbery pruning to enhance your view.
Expensive? What do you mean?
Well, look, according to your invite, I'm supposed to bring a potluck dish, meaning now I've got to drive to the store and pick up some of those cheese and cracker trays. Plus, you were asked that everyone bring a wrapped present. Do you see any wrapping paper lying around here? It's simply cheaper to stay home.
Actually, no one's ever brought up these sorts of things before. Maybe we can help you figure this all out.
Oh, frog's feet. This list is probably just beginning. I suppose you're going to tell me that some sort of special clothing is required to attend. I tell you, I'm not going to buy a suit.
Oh, Henry. Sometimes it's hard to tell whether you're joking or not. This isn't a wedding. Just a friendly gathering to get to know your neighbors.
Dave's right. Henry, you do eat dinner each night, right?
Dinner? Galloping goats. No wonder you got over here so soon. You know my lasagna was just out of the oven.
Oh, now, Henry, you're jumping to conclusions. I only came over to tell you that by bringing one item to share, you'll get to eat lots of different kinds of food. That's what's so great about potlucks.
And as for wrapping something for the gift exchange, remember all those papers you get? There's nothing wrong with using newspaper to wrap a present in.
You don't even need to go to the store to buy a present. You can create something like a collection of recipes or helping coupons for lawn mowing, maybe even some vegetables from your garden.
No, I don't believe it. Now, according to my calculations, that's a 75% reduction in cost. Do you think it'd be okay if I brought some leftover lasagna?
Creative thinking can lead to a wonderful, stress-free way to enjoy gift exchange. Surprise yourself by finding some things around your house instead of buying things new.
Everyday Environmentalist is a production of KSVR Studios, made possible by a grant from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Produced by Joseph C. McGuire. Technical engineering by Jay Charles. Scripts by Britta Eshte, featuring Dave McConnell as Dave and Jim Justice as Anne. Let Dave and Anne show you how you too can be an everyday environmentalist.